So can you tell me a little bit about the Citizens Climate Lobby? What exactly is its mission? How was it formed? Who's a part of it?
Citizens Climate Lobby is an international, nonpartisan organization that's working to build political will for action on climate change. So here in the United States, we are working with our members of Congress through meeting with them directly, informing the public so that more people understand the issue of climate change and specifically that there is a solution to dealing with climate change, which is our proposal of carbon fee and dividend. What that means is you're putting a price on carbon emissions. So when fossil fuels are coming out of the ground, you have a certain amount of potential carbon emissions, and you put a price. In our case, it starts at $15 per ton. Then taking that money, the revenue from the fee on carbon, and returning it to households so that, of course, if a coal company is paying, $15 per ton of potential carbon emissions from the coal that they're shipping out, they aren't going to eat that extra fee. It's going to be passed along. And so consumers will see things like their electric bill getting a little higher. And of course, it depends on what percentage of your electricity is coming from fossil fuels. So in order to not have it be detrimental to households, the revenue from that fee is returned equitably to households. And so that will help, like, the marketplace understand that the cost of emitting carbon is going to be more and more expensive over time because the fee steadily rises. And so investors can shift their investments towards ones that they think will be more profitable in the future. And our studies indicate that would be pushing it towards more renewable energy in particular, and also towards conservation and energy efficiency.
So, is there an effort to pass this on a federal level, or are you guys looking to push it through more on a state or even lower at kind of a county or city level?
We are working on the federal level. So, and that's why we are going to Washington, D.C. And from Indiana, we have 19 people going, and they're from five of the nine congressional districts. And we will be meeting with 10 of our 11 members of Congress. So we have nine in the House of Representatives, and then, of course, our two senators. And we have meetings scheduled with 10 of the 11. Now, on a local level, what we do is, we'll do presentations to groups. We table at market. We look to the business community to endorse our proposal. And so those are all steps that help build political will, that help our members of Congress see that people care about this as an issue, and that they see carbon fee and dividend as a positive alternative to business as usual, which is not putting us in a good place for the future.
So, if somebody were to want to get involved with the Citizens Climate Lobby, or I guess your guys' overall mission, how would they go about doing that?
On the Citizens Climate Lobby website, the national website, you can connect to our local chapters that way. And we meet once a month, and the meetings are, they're really fun. We really work to, there's an educational component, there's a kind of inspirational component, and then action. We're very focused and action-oriented group. And so that's the way our meeting is laid out. And it's very much a grassroots organization. So everybody here in Bloomington, we're all volunteers, and people kind of jump in where they feel inspired or where they have an area where they want to grow. So we have people who like doing presentations, and so that's the area they fill in. And we have people who really like writing letters to the editor. So there's really kind of something for everyone.
Before I let you go, is there anything else you want to throw on the record about the Citizens Climate Lobby, about your guys' mission? Anything you think deserves airtime?
I'd like to say that we at Citizens Climate Lobby welcome new people to our group and feel that carbon fee and dividend is a really positive alternative to addressing a really big issue, and it fortunately has the ability to bring in people from all different kinds of political perspectives.